You are listening to the gospel message in both Chinese and English. The co-workers of Living in Jesus Ministries edited the sermons of the Chinese preachers, and you can understand how the Oriental believers explained the Bible. May God bless your new life in the Lord.
First of all, we have to have a right relationship with God.
然后我们跟我们的孩子也要有一个对的健康的关系。
Then we have to have a right and healthy relationship with our children.
这样子就很容易把神跟孩子的关系给提升。
Then it will be easier to create a link between children and God.
如果前面这两个 equal sign 出了问题的话，
if the two previous equal signs are
对啊、如果就父母的跟神之间根本没有精神的关系，不正常的关系。就算你跟孩子的关系很正常，你不容易把他带到神的面
前。
那同样的，如果你自己跟神的关系很好，可是跟孩子的关系却不好的话，或者不肯花时间在孩子身上，那你也很难把孩子带到神。
It will be
hard for you to bring your children to God. So if we instead and hope that our children will have a relationship with
God,
不光是父亲母亲一样，父母亲都面临一个很大的挑战，就是我们自己要跟神的关系好。
So this is the challenge to both fathers and mothers that we have to have right relationship with God.
然后我们也要跟孩子的关系。
And we have to have right relationship with God.This is a has a direct relationship.
So, I have told you about a person who is a alcoholic, a very old man.
I shared with you a story before. There's this alcoholic who is addicted to alcohol.
他怎么戒酒，怎么样弄，他都没有办法。
He tried all kinds of ways to quit, but to no avail.
直到有一天冰天雪地下雪的时候。
Until one day it was snowing.
他从房子出来要去院子外面拿个东西。
He walked out the house to his yard.
他在前面走着雪地一步一步往前去的时候。
As he was walking step by step in snow.
突然之间他后面那个小小的孩子在后面跟着他，他爸爸，他说爸爸，他说我正在 follow 你的 step。
And all of a sudden he heard his little child say, Father, I'm following your footsteps.
因为那个雪很高，好像他爸爸看下去的时候就有一个脚印，所以孩子就踩着他的脚印这样子。
The snow was a high deep, so his child just took the step, following his footsteps.
就那么一句话，他把这边那个给弄醒了 ，wake up call.
And that was his wake up call.
想到孩子正在 follow 他的脚步走。
Thinking that his child is following his footsteps. And this went on.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，你千万不要认为说，我只希望孩子跟我学好的哈。里面怎么生活，怎么这样一个人的时候，其实孩子从小就看到了。
But actually, our children know and see what kind of person we are at home.
所以有人曾经说，你在家里面怎么发脾气，怎么样子骂人，虽然外面的朋友都听不到，但是却世世代代传下去。
That's why someone says, your temper might not be heard outside of your home, but will be passed on in your family throughout the generation.
别人不知道你是那样子的人，可是世世代代已经传下去。
Others may not know what kind of person you are, but those traits will be passed on in your family.
所以我们知道，我们站在一个非常关键的角色，我们承先，我们启后。
Therefore, we stand on this very critical position that we inherit, when you seek inheritance and we come to
God. 所以，就像保罗告诉我们，保罗是一个从来没听过爸爸的，但是却是爸爸的楷模。
So Paul tells us, Paul Paul was never a natural father, but yet he is a role model for
us. He's
not a biological children, but he knows how to be a father.
他在这边照顾弟兄姊妹的时候就说你们师父虽然有一万但是维护的确实不多
caring for the faith, he says that you have many thousands of instructors but not many fathers.
为什么老师 instructor 跟做爸爸的不同在哪里
so what's the difference between instructor and a father?
我们来考考当爸爸来祷告 你觉得当老师跟爸爸有什么不一样
what's the difference between being an instructor and a father?
责任跟义务不一样。
爸爸是老师，这老师啊，我觉得爸爸是老师，对不对？Father's an instructor, but instructor might not be father。这是一个理想的爸爸哈。当爸爸很重要的关系是因为是生命的关系，是爱的关系。
important
thing about being a father is that he has life relationship with his children.
Oh, 我想他们的注意力不光是在他的performance,
the instructors often pay attention to the performance, but fathers pay more attention to the other
areas.
The fathers care about this person.
It's
about his relationship with God, his characters, and his whole being.
今天在教会里面，在网络上，我们可以找到很多很多很好的老师，你可以听到很多很好的事情。Yesterday,
you can find many good instructors online. You can listen to many good messages.
但是我们却需要神家有更多为父的心啊，这个弟兴和姊妹就会兴起来。But
yet, we need more fathers, brothers and sisters alike.
This is love. So
for fathers, not only that in love, they nurture and bring an edifice.
他也是责任啊，刚才杨俊说的。
It's also a duty, responsibility.
而且他本身也是一个以身作则的那种榜样。那保罗在这《帖撒罗尼迦前书》第二章11节，他就告诉我们当爸爸。
So it Paul in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 11 he tells us all fathers.
他整个当爸爸的先要有一个很清楚的目的目标 goal.
All fathers should have first of all a very clear goal.
是什么?
What is it?
大家刚刚读过了，是要叫你们行事对得起。 找我们经常活得到荣耀的神，所以换句话说，整个教育的目的是要叫孩子们能够对得起神。
So the goal of fathers, the goal of fatherhood is that children will walk worthy of God.
请大家注意哈，不是光只是叫他在地上出人头地。
Please pay attention. Our goal is not just to make them successful in this world.
那是地上的爸爸。
But that is worldly fathers.
神家做爸爸的，我们带领孩子是要叫他行事对得起神。
So fathers at that house, our goal will be so that our children will walk worthy of God.
他拿到诺贝尔奖却不肯信主，是无神论者。我跟你说，我们是个失败的爸爸。
If your child receives Nobel Prize and yet he becomes an atheist. Then we have failed.
因为我没有把福音，没有把神的爱，没有把生命传给他。
Because we have not passed down the gospel, God's love to them.
他是世界上最有钱的人，却花天酒地的。我们是一个失败的父母。
If our children are the wealthiest in the world, and yet he squanders his wealth, then we fail as parents.
我们学什么？我们该做的事情。
Because we fail our responsibility.
这个我们最近大家都知道这个。 百货公司几个有名的，有一个叫JCPenney，大家都知道。
We know that a very famous department store JCPenney.
他的父亲这个从小对这个孩子的影响太大，所以 JCPenney 后来进这里面很多知道这个故事。
But his father, the founder's father, a great influence on him. So later on, he talked about his father.
他JCPenney小的时候，年轻的时候，当孩子，他就在杂货店里面打工。
When JCPenney was young, he worked in the stores.
啊，他在一个杂货店里面打工的时候，他就知道他老板做的一件事情。
And then while he worked in the store, he noticed he found out something his boss did.
所以今天回家在吃晚饭的时候，他就把他当做笑话一样跟他全家讲，说他老板把那个瓶子里插的这个东西跟贵的东西混在一起，然后卖贵的价格。
So that kid, then John went home and then shared during dinner time what he found out about his boss mix of lots of bad quality stuff with good quality stuff in general price.
然后在那边讲说老板怎么样去做这些诡计，什么什么插的水掺在奶啊，或是什么什么这样做这些事，他在那里坚持。
So when he was sharing about the bad things his boss was doing, like cheating,
他爸爸一听了就不行。
And then his father stopped him.
他说：“你有没有想过，别人来跟他买这些东西，如果知道他是这样的掺，这个混杂作假的话，别人会不会像你一样笑得这么快乐
？”His father asked him, "If a customer came to buy the stuff and then found out that he was cheated, do you think they would joke about it like what you're doing now?"
他承认的。
And then he was speechless.
啊，那个时候经济非常不好哈，那个找工作是男生大家都孩子都出去打工的。
At that time, America was going through a very bad economic time, so all the kids had to go out.
就跟现在年轻人越来越多，他们讲的很悲哀，说像这个苍蝇在玻璃杯内，吃出一片光明，却失去去无路可走。
Just like what they say about new college grads nowadays, they're like flies within the glass.Covered that, but their future looks bright, but there's no way out. So his father told him to say, tomorrow you go and quit your job.
他说你不需要为了赚钱一个不积极的人做事情。
You do not have to work for a weak person.
所以他从小受到爸爸很多这样的影响。
So he was very influenced by his.
所以在他的《圣经》里面讲说，如果不是他爸爸已经盯着心脏骂他的话，他一辈子他都已经计划好将来要开杂货店。
So in his testimony, he says that if his father did not rebuke him that day, he already planned out his future and he will own stores when he grew up. Because his goal was to have a store like the owner.
那他父亲就帮助他支持，你看他虽然说这么大了，而且神祝福他。
But his father helped him. He lifted him up.So the key is to walk worthy of God.
所以在这里就劝勉你们，安慰你们，嘱咐你们。
Therefore, we exhort you, comfort you, and charge you.
目标是让人对得起神，讨神喜悦。
The goal is that you will walk worthy of God.
方法在这里提到的劝勉。
And then the method is to exhort.
或是他这个劝勉有这个 urge 或是 inspire 的这种意思，就是鼓励他
，inspire encourage
啊，安慰就是当失败挫折的时候能够安慰他
，to comfort them when they are frustrated or fail，
要嘱咐他去讲他的教导
，and to teach to charge them。
所以弟兄姊妹，我们常常讲哈，我说我们中国的父母常常只重子女，比较缺乏育。
What I often say that we Chinese parents, we only teach, but we don't nurture them.
我们给他吃的眼睛，我们给他吃好的、穿好的、玩好的。
But we do not teach them.
还要别人说这个 PS 2不够，要 PS 3，然后我们又不打算给他买 PS 3。
So we keep upgrading their computer games.
好，我们给他换手机，给他们做什么？我们很重在物质上来满足他们。
We care to satisfy the material things.
那吃的更是这样，但是我们缺少了欲。
And we provide them the best food, and yet we lack in teaching them.
而这个欲，特别是讲到属灵的教育，让他们的心归向父。
Especially spiritual teaching, so that their hearts will be turned to the Father.
这个欲是让他们行事为人能够被成就。
So that they will walk worthy of God.
所以那像我时间快到了，我就用保罗最后一部所说的教导做一个结束。
So lastly, I will conclude my message with Paul's
神的要求是父亲转向儿女，儿女转向父亲。
God's requirement that fathers will be turned to their children and children to their fathers.
所以一个家庭好不好，不光夫妻关系很重要，两代的关系很重要。
In the family, not only the relationship between husband and wife is important, but the relationship with parents and children also is important.
夫妻关系要能够好，每一个人都负着很重要的责任啊，丈夫要像个丈夫，妻子要像个妻子。
Well, husband and wife have a good relationship, both parties will bear equal responsibility.
如果两代之间要好的话，父母亲要像父母，孩子要像孩子。
And for a relationship between father and children to be good, both parties have to.
保罗说你们做儿女的要在主里遵从父母，这是理所当然的。
And Paul says, children, you have to obey your parents in all things. This is well pleasing to the Lord.
而且哥罗西书第三章二十节说是要凡事遵从父母。
In the book of Colossians chapter 3 verse 30 says, obey your parents in all things.
哇，今天又是一天会说糟糕了，今天来参加旁白，你总参加错了。
Hearing this, I regret coming to this meeting.
This is not something wrong. I'll call you from Bible. 不是我说的，是圣经说的。
Okay, this is not from Uncle
Hugh.
This is not from Uncle
Hugh,
but from the Bible.
圣经上说要在凡事上听从父母，这是理所当然的，而且哥罗西书说这是神所喜悦的。
The Bible says, in all things obey your parents, and this is well pleasing to the Lord.
不光是神理所当然的，就是喜悦。
Not only that, this is right, but this is pleasing to the Lord.
不光要听从，要凡事上听从。
Not only obey your parents, but obey your parents in all things.
你就知道这很难。
So this is very difficult.
所以保罗说要在主里遵从。
So this is difficult, Paul says.Obey the in the Lord.
现在当个好孩子也不容易。
那一起去也是去。
特别当荷尔蒙越来越多的时候。
Especially when the hormones have become so active.
特别你的同学都是这个样子的时候。
And when your peers behave differently.
但是同样的，当爸爸妈妈要能够当个好爸妈很难，当孩子也很难，都说得出。
It's not easy for parents to be good parents. Not easy either for.Children to be good children. So you have to do it in the Lord.
最重要要学习的就是学习要 trust and obey 我们的 parents.
So the most important thing is to trust and obey your parents.
这个 David 小的时候大概才 preschool， 大概是三岁左右。有一天我们吃晚饭的时候
，When David was young, probably gone to preschool. One day when we were having dinner，
这个一个他突然对我讲，他说。你不是我爸爸。
All of a sudden he said, you're not my dad.
我的饭差点喷出来了。
I almost threw up.
我说我不是你爸爸，谁是你爸爸？
I'm not your dad, who's your dad?
他说神是我的爸爸。
God is my dad.
我说神是你的爸爸，我也是你的爸爸。
God is your dad, I'm your dad too.
他是你天上的爸爸，我是你地上的爸爸。
It's your father in heaven, I'm your father on earth.
不是我的孩子没学好，就是老师那天没教清楚。
Is my kid did not learn it right, or the teacher didn't explain it well?
当然天上的神是我的爸爸。
Yes, the heavenly God is my father.
但是他在地上给我们安排的爸爸。
But on earth he has also given us
out of your choice, 那不是你能挑的，是神预备的。
Not out of your choice is ordained by God.
是叫我们学习信而顺服。
So that we get to learn trust and obey.
我知道不容易，但是所有顺服的神修就是一定蒙福，而且还是长寿。
I know it is not easy, but yes, God promised that it is well pleasing to your Lord and you will live long on earth.
光讲长寿对这些十几岁的人一点都不吸引他们。
I know longevity might not be appealing or attractive to you.
因为他们觉得自己用不完的。
But they think they have endless days to live.
那我也希望 Felix 的离开对我们是一个 wake up call 啊，那个提醒。
I hope the passing of Felix will be a wake up call to all of us.
我们的日子不在我们手中。
Our days are not in our hands.
好，但是就算你不在乎长寿，你在乎神的祝福。
Okay, maybe you did not care about longevity, but how about blessing of God?
而且保罗特别强调，这是圣经上第一个带着应许的旨意。
Paul emphasized that this is the first commandment with a promise.
你就晓得神多在乎这件事情。
You can see how God cares.
所以孩子们懂得孝顺父母，不仅仅安慰父母的心，而是得神喜悦和祝福。
The obedient children not only bring comfort to their parents, but also will be blessed by God.
所以请大家记得，不光理所当然，而且是神所喜悦的。
Please remember, this is not only right, but pleasing to the Lord. And it will be blessed by God. And also for parents.
圣经上也告诉我们，做父亲的不要惹儿女的气。
The scripture tells us do not, fathers do not provoke your children.
我一读这句话的时候，我就觉得保罗啊，你太不懂得了。明明是儿女的，我们始终放任儿女的心。
When I read this before, I thought, oh, Paul did not understand. Usually, it's the children who provoke the fathers to anger. But he's saying the other way.
在保罗的时代，做父亲的太有权柄。
Because in Paul's time, fathers have too much authority.
他们说一直是一说的就是从来没有 compromise。
Whatever they say will be done, there will be no compromise.
他们是非常严的。
And then the fathers are very strict at that.
所以孩子很容易失去自己。
So it's very easy for the children to become the same.
今天的时代不一样，你不要拿这些声音跟你爸爸讲说，不要惹我生气啊。
And nowadays we live in a different time, so please do not use this verse to talk to your dad.
做爸爸的第一次不要去恐吓他们，让他们愤怒。
Yes, father.We should try not to provoke our children to
do that.
But bring them up in the training and admonition of the Lord.
我从小长大，我岳父不是非常严格的人。
In my family, my father was very strict.
你们碰到的他已经是亲人。
Now, the man that you know is already a new creation.
从他五十多岁发现自己长癌症退休以后，他整个的性格改变了。
His character changed a lot when after he found out he had cancer in his
family. 我们家六个男孩。
We have six boys in our family.
我们搬家搬到新家以后，我们邻居隔了一年多都不知道我们家有六个男孩。
After we moved to a new neighborhood, our neighbors did not realize that we have six boys after a year.
他们怎么可能六个男孩家里面没有吵吵到心里
？How is it possible that with six boys there's no noise?
以后不下班，前脚。踏进门，我哥哥他们全部都要吵。
Soon as my father came home from work, all my brothers were crying.
我们家里面有一个 king， 大家都很怕他。
There's a king and everyone is afraid of him.
你不要说功课不做，他骂你了。你一个星期一次，最恐怖的日子就是你要交成绩单给医生，他其他时间都不管。
And the most stressful day for us is to turn in our report card. Other times he did not.
你吃了爆胆，你也不敢不乖。
So even if you're the most courageous, the most brave boy, you dare not to open it.
我这边就是看他掉过两次眼泪。
All throughout my life, I only saw him shed tears twice.
第一次是我觉得我去世。
First time is when my grandma passed away.
我没有看过我的爷爷，我爷爷59岁跪在地上为人家祷告的时候，一时当场就哭出
来。I never met my grandfather. My grandfather passed away.When he was 59 years old, while on his knees praying for others.
对我失去的人可能我的爷爷。
I never met my grandfather.
但是我奶奶在我9岁的时候去世。
But my grandpa passed away when I was 9 years old.
我爸爸不仅仅流泪，他应该是放声哭。我从来没看过爸爸哭。
That day, my dad not only shed his tears, he burst out in crying, which I never seen before.
非常孝顺。
He was very obedient to his parents.
我第二次看见他流泪。
Second time I see him shed.
是他50多岁发现长癌症的时候。
But after he was diagnosed and having cancer in his 50s.
本来他的前途一片美好，就是好几个大工厂、军工厂交给他管。
And that time he had great future. He was in charge of many factories.
他发现癌症，他接下来他一点都不免死的工作，因为他癌症不是重病。
After he was diagnosed having cancer, he retired. He did not care about his worldly success. He just wanted to serve the Lord.
他笑着说：“我哥哥都不在家，都在外地。”
At that time, all my five older brothers were outside the home.
家里面只有我一个。
I was the only child at home.
你就想着那个恐怖，我原来都是很怕他见到他。
But you can imagine my fear. I was afraid of seeing him.
当他从医院电疗结束以后回到家来。
After he having treatment from the hospital came home.
他一天把我叫到房间去。
Then he called me to his room.
我坐在他旁边。
I sat beside him.
他看着我。
Look at me.
他跟我讲。
Talk.
他等这个病的时候。
And he was.
到一方面，他讲到他不敢让我妈妈知道，他担心。
He says he dare not to let my mom know that she be worried.
一方面，他也经常鼓励我。
And that day he encouraged me.
叫我要好好相信。
That I should strive.
然后我讲。
And he said to me.
他说：“你知道为什么我对你们孩子这么严吗
？You know why I be so strict to you?
他说：“不是我不想花时间跟你们在一起。
Not that I do not want to spend time with you.
他说：“但是我从小得到的家教就是严父亲的。
But I was since my childhood I was taught the family should have strict father and very kind mother. So I want you to have someone in your heart that you're afraid of. That when I speak, you will listen. Otherwise, how can I discipline all six of you? Actually, it's not that I don't want to spend time with you. And after you said that, you showed it to
me.
Since then, my fear for my father is all gone.
我也很希望这次的孩子们不要误会你的爸爸。And
I hope all children here will not misunderstand your father.
在这个时代要成为一个爸爸不容易。It's
not easy to be a good father in this age.
这个经济的压力就是很重的担心。The
financial pressure is very hard.
这个时代的资源是我们一个更大的考验。And
the trials of this generation is another challenge.
因为人生的受这个世界的影响是一个非常重要的。Because
we are under such great influence of the world. No matter how hard we try, our influence cannot match what the world is influence. Before long, you will be parents yourself. I hope that you will not regret at that time when finally you understand.
现在爸爸妈妈来紧紧地看我们好好珍惜这一场事情。When
your parents are still healthy, cherish the time with them.
18, you will move away and then you become strong.
I hope all the days remaining will be memorable.
我们活得好时时，活得让全家人都怀念这段日子。
That our life will be pleasing to God and be memorable to our family.
我们一起祷告。Prayer. 主，我们感谢你。你是我们最好的父亲。我们不懂得爱你，却永远爱我们。我们常常偏离走，偏离正路，但是你却带领我们回来。为什么我们这么多的每一个家庭，我们都感谢你？虽然有许多的家庭正在经历人生最大的考验。
Some families are going through their greatest challenges in life. And many families are going through adolescent problems. Lord, please give us sufficient grace. So that parents will know how to be parents. And children will know how to be children. So that your heart will be pleased and your blessing will reach your children. Lord, we pray that your children's family will be different from the world. That we're willing to spend more time together. Lord, we pray that you will bless the young people here. Help them to keep their integrity in this difficult age. We pray that you will bless them. Like their character in all other areas. So you will surpass our limitations and our weaknesses. Please take good care of our children. Please give us grace and wisdom so that we will know how to feed them up in teaching and admonition with the Lord. And we also thank you for our own parents. Thank you for giving us such
parents.
We hope that one day our children will have the same thankfulness. That they will thank you for us being your parents. Thank you, Lord. We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Do you have any thoughts or questions after listening to the program? Please send your letters. Let us have fellowship in the grace of God. You are also welcome to listen to and watch other programs on the website of Living in Jesus. May the truth of Jesus guide you to walk with the Lord day by day.